This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Local police in Afghanistan say that Taliban fighters took control of a key district in a northern Kunduz province and encircled the provincial capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid a stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on pace to conclude by early September. Police in Kunduz said that the fighting around Imam Sahib District began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and were in control of police headquarters. They were within a kilometer of the provincial capital. Dozens of districts have fallen to the Taliban since May 1st, when U.S. and NATO troops began their final departure from there. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Soon Kim met with South Korean Unification Minister Lee Yun-young on Tuesday to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue and find a way to resume suspended dialogues between the nations. Kim said on Monday that the U.S. is hoping to receive a response from North Korea for the U.S. proposal for a meeting. Lee urged North Korea to respond to the proposals, stating now was a good opportunity to reopen discussion. COVID-19 deaths in the United States have topped and dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster and fully in March of 2020, while the drive to put shots in arms hit another encouraging milestone Monday. That's 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. More at voanews.com. This is